Footy tipping at this time of year, well, we're getting to the pointy end. But I don't think there's too many 101-year-olds who have won their footing competition. Stan Nelson is a Richmond supporter. He turns 100 in November, and he's won the footy tipping comp in the nursing home he lives in. Stan, good morning to you. Congratulations.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you're a Richmond supporter, and I presume that you tip them every week, so when they have a good season, you do too.
Always tip Richmond, yes. I have since I was a schoolboy.
Okay. Do you get along to the footy at 100 years old?
No longer. I followed them for a long, long time. Every Saturday, I went to the with my two mates from Clunes. We would meet and head for the footy. Follow Richmond wherever they played. That was when I was young and capable of doing it. Nowadays, I just sit and listen to the radio or watch it on TV.
Fantastic. So who's the best player you ever saw for Richmond?
Oh, that's a big story.
Do you go back to, I don't know, Royce Hart? Do you go back to...
Oh, I knew Royce Hart.
Kevin Bartlett, or do you go back
Kevin
further?
Bartlett,
Jack Dyer.
Kevin Bartlett, Jack Dyer. I knew Jack Dyer personally. And
did you? How did you meet Jack Dyer?
I used to do work around courts at times. He was a policeman, and I often bump into him in court, and we'd always talk football.
Well, he was the most famous player of his time, pretty much, wasn't he?
Was he not?
Great
player, yes. I suppose I should have supported Collingwood because Clunes is my hometown. They were black and white magpies, and Bobby Davis his father was the local hairdresser there. Bobby, as a little boy, rode his bike down, three-wheel bike down to our place, left at the foot of the hill, so went up to school.
Yeah.
But there was another Clunes lad was selected to play with Richmond, and he would come home during the week and tell all the local boys what he did and how they played and different things about it. And that's what started me onto Richmond. From then on, I've been for Richmond, I suppose, since I was 10 or 12.
Did you ever play, Stan?
No. No, not seriously, no. Played when I went to school, but not seriously after that, no.
Oh, well, you've had your fair share over the years then. And,
oh, I've had a very good share of it. I've followed it for a long time. I saw either the 81 or the 83 win for Richmond, but I can't quite remember which one it was. I was working for one of them, the other one I wanted the match.
The game's changed enormously in your 100 years, Stan.
Do you think it's very different,
yeah. You reckon it's a better game now?
It's faster. But I think the good old-fashioned game, I did like it. And it was easier to follow. I think some of the decisions nowadays are a little bit difficult for elderly people to catch on to.
Not just elderly people, Stan. I might have been known to yell at the television a little bit and yell at the radio a little bit myself from time to time.
So I can do that quite well. But there's nobody about, just by myself. I've got to get within a metre of the screen so that I can see it now. Unfortunately, I'm almost blind, but I don't let that beat me when Richmond are playing.
Now, you've won the local footy tipping competition in the nursing home where you're living.
Yes.
Is it money that you win?
No money here, no. That deal in money, it's all just...
Glory, is it?
Honour and glory, yes. That's the pleasure of being and we get a certificate.
What's your tip for this weekend and who's going to be in the grand?
Well, Richmond, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Richmond is how do you want to look for.
And Collingwood and GWS, the Giants?
Collingwood and GWS tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
On the weekend. So who do you think's going to win that one?
I think Collingwood will do it. And GWS are a mighty strong young team. They've got to be watched.
Oh, they're... Yes, well, don't even start me. I'm being accused of having a bit of an obsession. Wegs in Cremorne says, I'm obsessed. It's time for a Bex and a lie down over Toby Green. Hey, so you reckon a Collingwood-Richmond grand final and then you're going to be tipping Richmond again?
I'll be tipping Richmond again, yes.
All the way through.
Yes, yes. Well, they've absolutely been down very often.
Given your track record, we're not going to in any way tell you that you're wrong, Stan. Look, congratulations. It's great to be able to chat to someone.
Well, we've got blokes like Martin.
Yeah.
And the whole team work as a team, which I admire. As you watch them play, they work to a beautiful system. And they seem to get away with their system all the time.
Well, they do. And, you know, Riewoldt now plays for the team. And I think when he was younger, he was a bit more of a show pony. But now he's realised it.
Not the show pony. No, he passes things on. Cochin's a good leader.
Yeah.
But Martin is the stalwart in the middle of midfield or wherever he goes.
Stan, congratulations on winning your footy tipping and congratulations on your milestone. And I hope 101, 102, 103 good. And onwards goes.
I think after we get the 101... I'll be looking for somewhere to rest. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Stan. Stan Nelson, Richmond supporter, who's won the footy tipping competition for the first time ever at the age of 100, turning 101 in November. And our thanks. The story is in the Herald Sun, who did a lovely job of it as well.